poll, most believe government bureaucracies like the CDC are too big and politically motivated. By Hannah Blow on August 2, 2022. Most Americans have a low opinion of government bureaucracies, such as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and Internal Revenue Service, IRS, deeming them too big and politically motivated. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released Tuesday found. The survey asked respondents, what is your opinion of federal bureaucracies in Washington, D.C. like the EPA, CDC and IRS? Most, 58.5%, believe those federal bureaucracies have grown too large and only serve their own political interests. Only one-third of Americans believe they actually serve the American people and are a useful and effective way to implement laws Congress passes. Democrats are far more trusting of these large government agencies, as 72.7% have a positive view, deeming them useful and effective. However, Republicans and independents, 89.9% and 54.7%, respectively, believe the agencies have grown too large and are politically motivated, serving their own interests rather than those of the American people. The survey was taken July 24 to 28, 2022 among 1,080 likely general election voters and has a +2.9% margin of error. The spotlight has remained on the CDC over the past 2 years due to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, which rocked the world in early 2020. The Federal Health Agency has remained under scrutiny throughout the pandemic over its recommendations and has been accused of withholding information due to apparent fears of misrepresentation. As Breitbart News reported, throughout the pandemic, the Federal Health Agency has withheld a mountain of data, publishing what the New York Times described as only a tiny fraction of the data it has collected, several people familiar with the data said. This became even more evident when the CDC released data on booster shots, failing to provide fully detailed information for those ages 18 to 49. And that is only one small example of the information withheld from the American people. The Federal Health Agency, however, is defending its actions, asserting the data is not ready for prime time. Kristen Nordland, a spokeswoman for the CDC, said. She added that it is a priority when gathering any data is to ensure that it's accurate and actionable, but also told the outlet that data is being withheld, in part, because officials fear it will be misinterpreted. Dr. Anthony Fauci, in November 2021, also admitted that the CDC failed to provide sufficient data to the American people, withholding information on the number of breakthrough infections, those occurring in vaccinated individuals. It's a very complicated situation. And often the public doesn't hear yet in time things that are being collected. So there's a lot of data, clearly a lot of data, that's being collected by the CDC that people don't know about yet. The White House medical advisor said at the time as critics continue to assert that the Federal Health Agency is using science as political propaganda.